Hi everyone, this is me again, Anchisa from Ling, and today I'm back with one of the most important topics, which is the ways to learn the tonal language, especially for Thai. Thai is a fascinating language spoken by the Thai people and other countries with the Thai diaspora. The Thai language is unique in many ways, but one of its most distinctive features is its tonality, making it a challenging for non-native speakers to learn. However, the right approach, resources, and practice, anyone can learn how to speak Thai. So let's go all to know about learning Thai in these episodes. If you are serious about learning Thai, there are several methods you can choose from to get started. Whether you prefer self-study, taking lessons from a teacher, or enrolling in an online course, you have plenty of options. The first one, you need to learn the Thai alphabet. The first step in learning how to speak Thai is to get familiar with the alphabet. Unlike the English alphabet, which has only 26 letters, the Thai alphabet had 48 consonants and 28 vowels. So, learning how to read and write in Thai alphabet is essential, as this will make learning the pronunciation of Thai word easier. Second, familiarize yourself with the Thai five tones. Regarding pronunciations, Thai is a tonal language, meaning it's a language where the tone of pitch of a word would change its meaning. In tonal languages, various tones are used to distinguish between words and otherwise identical in pronunciations. The five tones in Thai are high tone, a high-level tone that is pronounced with a consonant pitch; rising tone, a tone that starts low and rises in pitch; falling tones, a tone that starts high and falls in pitch; falling rising tone, a tone that starts high, falls in pitch, and then rises again; low tone, a low tone that is pronounced with a consonant pitch. Take note that using the wrong tone can result in confusions or even offense. For example, the word ma pronounced with a high tone means, sorry, ma pronounced with a high tone means ma horse, while the same word pronounced with a rising tone means to come. Third one is to understand the Thai grammar. One key aspect of Thai grammar is to use particles, when are at the end of the words to indicate various grammatical relationships such as negations, questions, or emphasis. For example, the word mai is at to the end of the word to indicate negations. As in the sentence, ผมไม่กินข้าว and particle might, it adds at the end of sentence to indicate a question, as in กินข้าวไหม? Another important aspect of Thai grammar is classifiers, which are used to group nouns into specific categories and indicate the quantity of those nouns. For example, the classifier ลูก refers to round object and like orange. In contrast, the classifier dam refers to long, thin objects such as pencils. How to speak Thai easily? Build your Thai vocabulary. Once you learn the basic Thai grammar and tones, you may now improve your Thai speaking skill by building your vocabulary. To make the most of this opportunity, you should have a solid foundation in Thai words and phrases to work with. This can be done in different ways, such as start with the basic, learn the basic like numbers, colors, days of week, and common phrases. Oh, I already had some of these topic episodes. Please feel free to jump in anytime. This will give you a foundation to build on and make understanding complex words and sentences easier. If you can, try to keep a notebook where you list common terminologies for review. Use a Thai English dictionary. You can look up new words and learn the correct pronunciations. Watch Thai media. Try to watch shows in Thai subtitles and listen to Thai music so you can follow along with the dialogue and pick up new words and phrases. I think most of the people find these methods very effective. Fifth, keep practicing the basic Thai words and phrases. Let's get those vocabulary muscles flexing when you just start out with Thai. It's super important to have a solid foundation of basic words and phrases. Trust me, it will make you fluent in a whole lot easier. There's also another way for you to memorize these vocabulary words, whether you are on the go or while you're starting Thai on your own. So, you know, I'm talking about idling app or hourling life app. And to help you start, here's a little some useful type vocabulary you can use in everyday conversation. I'll repeat this again. Hello, sawadee, sawadee ka, sawadee krab. Goodbye. Bye lao na. This is a very natural way of saying goodbye in Thai. Please, karuna, karuna. Thank you. Khob kun, khob kun. Excuse me, ขอโทษนะคะ ขอโทษนะครับ How are you? สบายดีไหมคะ สบายดีไหมครับ And yeah, that's just an example. So don't forget that the more you practice these essential phrases and vocabulary, the easier it will be build your Thai language skill and have confidence conversations. 6. Practice speaking with native speaker. Another effective way on how to speak Thai is by conversing with native speakers. You can do that in Thailand or abroad. And here are some tips for speaking practice. The first one, join a Thai language exchange group. This group typically brings together Thai native speaker and non-native speaker who want to improve their language skills. If you live in Thailand, they normally have language sessions outlined somewhere. You can find some Facebook groups. Or if you're online, you can actually join our Discord community, Link Discord community. I'll leave the link below where there are people gathering together and exchange the language. Take Thai lesson. This lesson provides opportunity to practice, obviously, and you can also ask as much as you want. Choose a native speaker who can help you improve your pronunciation too. Use social media, considering joining Thai language groups on Facebook again or other social media platform to find people willing to practice with you. Visit Thailand. Obviously, you will be surrounded by the language and culture, allowing you to immerse yourself into the language. Listen to the Thai podcasts. This is the 7 way to practice your tonals, obviously. Listen to my podcast especially is another great way to practice your listening and speaking skills, learn new vocabulary. There are many Thai language podcasts available online, and you can find one that's cater of your level of Thai. By listening to the podcast, you can actually hear what people are saying and try to catch up on that. 8. Use online resources and mobile apps. Of course, nowadays there's so many apps and online sources out there. Like you can read articles about Thai culture or some tips learning Thai. And the last one, self-study. Now, if you're a more self-motivated learner, self-study could be a way to go for you. The choice is yours. If you like textbook, workbook, audio courses, and live videos, you may already know this, but staying consistent and practicing regularly is key to self-study, as I said. Try to study a little bit each day and at least a few times a day and keep it on. This will help you to make steady progress and return what you have learned. I remember one episode where I interviewed Jaden. He speaks for now 12 languages, and all of that was self-study. He shares a lot of tips on there, so guys, please feel free to listen to it and pick one for you. And yet, this was a quick episode from me. Thank you so much for listening. I'm having a little bit of sore throat, so might not be very well. And see you again next week. Bye-bye.